For instance, someone may be able to cook something.
Netko, na primjer, može nešto skuhati.
Another person is expert in scuba diving.
Druga osoba može biti stručna u ronjenju sa ronilačkom opremom.
Or the two magical brothers, Misho and Vele, they win one award after the other internationally in the field of art, no? Computer art.
Ili kao što su Mišo i Vele ovdje dobiju nagrade u polju djelovanja umjetničke animacije.
So every one of us is born with a little circle, what he can do.
Tako je svako od nas rođen sa jednim krugom.
Based on his intelligence, his muscle power, his or her creativity. But when you come to spiritual life, this circle can expand due to the divine energy which comes in, the strength of Krishna.
Ali kad dođemo u duhovni život, taj krug se može raširiti zbog duhovne božanske moći Krishna.
I would like to give my life as an own example.
Evo, htio bih dati svoj vlastiti život kao primjer.
Now I can say to you the truth. I'm a runaway from school.
Sada vam mogu reći istinu, ja sam pobjegao iz škole.
Yes, in my youth I read Mark Twain's novel Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
And sam pročitao Tom Sawyera i Huckleberry Finna.
And I thought, budi kreativni, and I also left my home in Germany.
Tako sam ja pomislio, budi kreativan i otišao sam iz svoje kuće.
Yes. Then I met my spiritual master in London.
I onda sam u Londonu upoznao svog duhovnog učitelja.
And I took to the to a daily spiritual routine, sadhana.
Počeo sam izvršavati dnevnu duhovnu rutinu, sadhana.
And I began traveling, really, delivering lectures all over the world, including universities and places of learning.
I onda sam putovao, krenuo putovati po čitavom svijetu, držati lekcije, predavanja, čak i na univerzitetima.
Often I came in the situation where the professors asked me, wow, you speak so learned, on which prestigious universities have your good self studied?
I često bi se našao u situaciji gdje bi me tako profesori pitali, a tako učeno govoriš, na kojim si to uzvišenim fakultetima učio?
And I didn't want to say I'm like Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn. You know?
No,
I'm a runaway from school. No, I knew whatever is I can do is not my own intelligence, but it is a divine strength that is coming through me.
Znao sam da što god radim nije zbog moje vlastite inteligencije, nego zbog božanske energije, božanske snage koja dolazi kroz.
So many things have happened in my life, like now in October 9th, another big project is completed, this time in India, it's a Govardhan Retreat Center.
I toliko puno stvari se desilo u mome životu, u 10. mjesecu će se otvoriti, završit će veliki projekt u Indiji, Govardhan Retreat Center.
Yes. My point here is that due to contact with the spiritual energy, one's own little circle, which is also limited by one's own karma, gets expanded.
Moja poanta je zapravo da taj naš mali krug kada dođe u kontaktu sa duhovnom energijom, taj krug koji je ograničen zbog naše vlastite karme, se počinje širiti.
But without this contact with the spiritual energy, one is one remains restricted and limited to one's own abilities and one's own karma.
Ali bez kontakta sa tom duhovnom energijom osoba biva ograničena sa vlastitim sposobnostima i vlastitom karmom.
You can feel the influence of the spiritual energy immediately when you, for instance, sing mantras.
Možemo osjetiti moć, utjecaj duhovne energije iz toga trenutka kada, na primjer, počnemo upjevati mantre.
I think yesterday we all felt that.
Mislim da smo juče to svi osjetili.
So I would like to continue where we left yesterday.
Stoga bih htio nastaviti gdje smo stali juče.
Oops. I'm sorry. Tike, tike. I request you to sit tall. Take a few deep breaths. And whenever you exhale, let go. Relax. And let go of the many thoughts which you have. It helps to just focus on the gentle inhale and gentle exhale. Some people do forced and inhales and exhales, but that creates stress in the system. You know, when I go like this, that is not good. This gentle and long in and exhales. We start with the Om three times.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder, please. Male glasnia. Krishna, Krishna. Da, da, yes, yes. Hare. Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna.
Hey.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hey Bo! Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, everyone, one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupadat, Prabhupadat Sila Prabhupadat. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai.
Beautiful, Lord Krishna. You sing very, very nice, really.
Mm.
It's a great pleasure. I think you all know that this type of singing is not... It is spiritual singing, and you need a spiritual community or congregation to do this. We will now listen to a short lecture, and then we will sing some more. I will just ask Gokrishna to come. I request you to.
Sada ćemo imati jedno kratko predavanje, i onda ćemo opet pjevati.
Thank you. So, when a person like me, who travels so much to different countries and different towns, comes to a place like Split, he asks himself, what can I give to the people that is of real value?
Studije po svijetu i obilazi razna mjesta, dođe u grad Split, onda se pita što ja mogu dati građanima Splita što je od najveće vrijednosti.
What could possibly help my audience to live a more fulfilled spiritual life?
Što će pomoći mojoj publici da vodi još ispunjeniji duhovni život?
And, you know, with these type of lectures which we do in our movement, we really try to open a road so that people can walk this new path in their life and reach their spiritual goals.
I sa ovakvim lekcijama predavanjima zbilja pokušavam otvoriti novi put koji ljudi mogu kročiti i doći na nova duhovna mjesta.
Yes. And I have thought today I would like to speak about this practice of singing kirtan together, where it comes from and what is the effect that it has on our consciousness.
Danas bih želio govoriti o ovoj praksi pjevanja kirtana, odakle dolazi, koji su korijeni.
Singing together spiritual songs is a very ancient process.
Skupno pjevanje duhovnih imena je jedan vrlo drevni proces.
You will be happy to hear that when I was in South Africa about 12 years ago, I spent a day in Lion's Land at the Drakensberg.
Bit ćete srti čuti kada sam prije 12 godina bio u Južnoj Indiji, probao sam vrijeme u Južnoj Africi. Yeah. Dobao sam vrijeme u zemlji Lavova.
Yeah, but it was Drakensberg, it's the area is called.
To područje ima svoje ime, zove se Drakensberg?
Yeah, Drakensberg, yes. It is a mountain range with caves, where you will find remnants of a prehistoric civilization. And I went into one of these caves with a good torchlight from Europe and look and behold on the walls I saw a group of people standing in a circle and from the way their limbs were drawn, we could clearly see these were people who were dancing and singing.
I na način na koji su nacrtane njihove ruke i noge, jasno smo mogli vidjeti da su to ljudi koji pjevaju i plešu.
Singing to uplift the atmosphere is known even to prehistoric man.
Pjevanje da bi se uzdigla atmosfera je nešto što je bilo poznato čak i prahistorijskom čovjeku.
I think one of the greatest mistakes of modern civilizations is the people individually don't sing any longer. They leave it up to the rock stars with their impossible voices.
Mislim da je jedan od najvećih pogreški naše moderne civilizacije što smo individualno pjevanje ostavili
music stars, yeah, music, opera, hip hop, yes. But they don't sing any longer.
Ali oni više ne pjevaju.
Now this singing of kirtan, my dear everyone, is not just something which lifts up the atmosphere like it is done in so many cultures, ancient cultures all over the world.
To pjevanje kirtana nije obično pjevanje koje samo uzdiže atmosferu kao što se to činilo u svim tim drevnim kulturama također.
The type of music I would like to speak today about is not just a mood enhancer, it's for self-realization.
I vrsta glazbe o kojoj bih htio pričati večeras nije samo za uzdizanje raspoloženja, već za duhovnu spoznaju.
Many of you have heard about the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, where he talks about different meditational techniques.
Mnogi ste vas čuli za Patanjali, za yoga, vrste yoga meditacije koje služe za dizajn svjesnosti.
The goal is to still the restless mind, to make it peaceful, and enter into a state called samadhi, where the individual can behold God.
I cilj je umiriti um i ući u stanje samadhi u kojem osoba može vidjeti Boga.
Now, next to this, these meditational techniques, which are usually done silently, another technique is revealed.
Ali uz ove vrste meditacije koje se čine u tišini, još jedna tehnika meditacije se otvara.
Patanjali said, Ishvara, the supreme absolute truth, can also be reached by chanting the sacred syllable Om.
Patanjali je rekao da se Ishvara, to božansko, također može dostići pjevanjem sloga Om.
Because he resides in the sacred Om.
Jer se on nalazi unutar svetoga Om.
In other words, if you chant Om, you meet God.
Drugim riječima, ako mantramo Om, susrećemo Boga.
It is his address.
To je njegova adresa.
So then it is explained how this is so.
I onda je objašnjeno kako je to tako.
It said the Om is not an ordinary sound of this world.
Rečeno je da Om nije običan zvuk ovoga svijeta.
How could it be? Yes. It is a sound which is filled with the divine presence.
To je zvuk koji je ispunjen sa božanskom prisutnošću.
And an example is given how an ordinary object of this world can change and become something else.
Primjer je dan kako običan svakodnevni predmet se može promijeniti i postati nešto drugo.
The example of metal.
Primjer metala.
When you hold it long enough into a fire,
kad ga držite dovoljno dugo u vatri,
a fiery energy becomes transferred in the metal.
Vatrena energija prenosi se na metal.
And it's no longer just metal.
To više nije samo metal.
It is fire.
To je sada i vatra.
It acts like fire.
Djeluje kao vatra.
It is full of light and full of heat.
Pun je svjetlosti, pun je
toplina. So in the same way, sacred sound is no longer a sound of this world which is produced with the lips and the vocal cords.
Na isti način taj sveti zvuk više nije običan zvuk koji proizvode naša usta i naše glasnice.
It's fireized sound.
To je zvuk koji je sada stavljen u vatru.
Or Ishwarized, it is imbued with the presence of God.
To je sada zvuk koji je išvairiziran, odnosno utopljen u tu duhovnu.
In the Puranas, there is we find an explanation where one saint wants to ask Krishna, where can we constantly find you?
U Puranama imamo primjer gdje jedan svetac pita Krishna, gdje te možemo stalno naći?
And Krishna answers, I can't be found in the hearts of the meditating yogis always.
Krishna kaže, možete me uvijek naći u srcima yogija koji meditira.
I cannot even...
A ne mogu biti naći.
Yeah, yes, nemo. I cannot even be found in the kingdom of God.
Čak me ne možete naći u božanskom kraljestvu.
Always. Sometimes I go somewhere. Yes.
Yeah.
But I am always there where my people come and sing my name.
Ali ja sam uvijek tamo gdje moji ljudi dolaze i pjevaju moje.
Those of you who love Sanskrit, you will be happy to hear. Tatra tishtami Narada. Narada, there where my people sing my name, there I stand.
Na sanskritu je bio taj stih koji zapravo govori Narada, tamo gdje su ljudi koji pjevaju moje ime, tu se ja.
A kirtan becomes such a nice, or singing these sacred sounds is such a nice practice that it creates, it says, delightful spiritual feelings.
Ta praksa pjevanja kirtana je toliko prekrasna da je rečeno da stvara te osjećaje duhovne, ljubke osjećaje duhovnosti.
Yes. This kirtan means to blissfully meet together with many people and to sing about the divine Lord and to do so loudly for the benefit of others.
Taj kirtan znači da se u blaženstvu nađemo sa skupinom ljudi i glasno pjevamo imena Boga za dobrobit svih.
Because in this way everyone, not just one person, are just entering this lift of spiritual upliftment.
Jer na taj način ne samo jedna osoba, nego svi ulaze u taj lift duhovnog uzdizanja.
Let me give you a scientific reason why kirtan is just such a wonderful spiritual practice.
Dopustite da vam dam znanstveni primjer zašto je kirtan tako prekrasna duhovna praksa.
Usually when we are doing something, either our frontal cortex is active, or let me read this, or our right or left brain hemisphere.
Obično kada nešto radimo je aktivan naš prednji frontalni korteks ili lijeva ili desna hemisfera.
For instance, when I sit down and have to solve you know, a mathematical thing. Okay, how much money do I have, and how can I spend it for the rest of the life, the rest of the month, so that I won't be broke at the end.
Na primjer, kada sjednemo i nazbrajamo koliko novaca imamo i kako možemo to potrošiti da ne ostanemo bez tih novaca do kraja mjeseca.
When you sit with such a task, only I forgot either the left or right brain, half of the brain is active.
I kada sjednemo i radimo takav zadatak, ne sjećam se točno da li je lijeva ili desna hemisfera mozga aktivna, ali samo jedna.
But when you do kirtan, all the parts of your brain are engaged.
Ali kada sudjelujemo u kirtanu, svi dijelovi našeg mozga su uključeni.
Left and right brain hemisphere.
Lijeva, desna hemisfera mozga.
Frontal cortex.
Frontalni cortex.
And our reptile brain, you know, in the back, this brain stem. Everything is firing. That's why you become enlivened when you sing with so many. Those of you who have children, please listen carefully now. Plato, the Greek philosopher, wrote in his book The Republic that the best way to educate a child is through music.
Platon, grčki filozof, je u svome dijelu Republik napisao da je najbolji način da educiramo
It's through music.
Je kroz glazbu.
Pedagogic people know this. They have the all kinds of little children songs, you know.
Imaju sve te različite dječje
pjesme. Alle meine Entchen schwimmen auf dem Meer. You know, such things, you know. I think you have in Croatia many. It's known in ancient culture. Music is good in developing the brain of an individual.
Muzika je dobra da se razvija mozak.
Now spiritual music does even more.
Duhovna glazba, ona čini još više.
It develops the brain and the soul.
Razvija mozak i duš.
Yes. Yes. It is said we live in a particular age, the age of Kali. I think some of you have heard about this already.
Rečeno je da živimo u jednom vrlo specifičnom dobu koji se zove Kali.
This is an age where not all spiritual processes that worked in the past work very well. It's a disturbed time.
Uznemirenja kada procesi koji su u prošlosti funkcionirali možda neće funkcionirati sad.
But it says that Kali dosha nidarajan, although there are so many mistakes in this age.
Ali rečeno je iako postoji toliko puno grešaka, loših stvari ovoga doba.
There is still one sublime spiritual process that works.
Još uvijek postoji jedan prekrasan duhovni proces koji radi.
It has two results.
Ima dva rezultata.
It helps you to reach the supreme spiritual goal.
Pomaže nam da dođemo do vrhovnog duhovnog cilja.
Yes. Kirtanat eva, one moment, I have to translate. Kirtanat eva Krishnas, yeah. Mukta sangha param vraja. And it helps you to become free from the inner obstacles which you have to your growth.
I pomaže nam da se oslobodimo unutrašnjih prepreka koje imamo, koje sprečavaju naš rast.
In the Vedic scriptures, they teach through stories.
U vedskim spisima se podučava kroz prič.
And I will tell you one of these stories about kirtan, so which helps you to understand one point in the depths.
I ispričat ću vam jednu priču koja će pomoći da shvatite jednu poantu u njenoj priči.
It is said that at the beginning of this age everything looked very dark and hopeless.
Rečeno je da je na početku ovoga doba sve izgledalo mračno i beznadno.
So the celestial beings,
stoga su božanska bića,
approached the creator Brahma,
prišli stvoritelju Brahmi,
and they said, trouble is coming. The age of Kali is just about to start.
Doba Kali samo što nije počelo.
What should we do?
Što da?
And Brahma said, there's one thing we should all do. We should go to the milk ocean.
Brahma je rekao, trebamo jednu stvar napraviti. Svi trebamo otići do oceana mlijeka.
Today we would say mid-earth.
Danas bismo rekli
mid-earth.
Međuzemlje.
Yes, some place, you know, in the universe. Ancient. Yes. Yes, some ancient place.
Na jedno drevno mjesto.
Center of the universe.
U centar univerzuma.
We should all go there.
Trebali bi svi otići.
There's an island on in a lake.
Postoji jedan otok i jedno jezero.
And on that island,
na tom otoku,
the Supreme Personality is residing.
Prebiva vrhovna božanska.
And we should request him to make his avatar to appear in this world.
I trebamo otići i pitati ga da se pojavi kao avatar u ovom
svijetu. So Brahma went there with 33 celestial beings.
Brahma je otišao tamo sa 33 božanska bića.
They sat down on the shore of this gigantic ocean.
Sjeli su na obalu toga ogromnog oceana.
And they looked towards the island in the distance.
I gledali su prema otoku koji je bio udaljen.
And then they chanted all together these sacred hymns.
I onda su svi zajedno počeli mantrati, pjevati te svete mantre.
So the commentators say, why did Brahma not go alone? Why did he bring so many people?
I komentator se pita, zašto je Brahma otišao, zašto nije otišao sam, zašto je došao sa svim tim ljudima?
In the past, so many times, Brahma had a direct God realization in his heart. Why did he now need so many people?
U prošlosti Brahma je imao osobnu, direktnu realizaciju Boga. Zašto je sada trebao toliko ljudi?
And the answer is to this question, group petition is more powerful than individual prayer.
I odgovor na ovo pitanje je da je grupna molitva moćnija od individualne.
In other words, when in this age people come together, best is in large quantities, and sing the names, the divine names, in, you know, many quantities, there will be a divine response.
Stoga u ovome dobu kada se skupi puno, puno ljudi i pjevaju zajedno božanska imena, doće do tog božanskog odgovora.
And something else is happening.
I još nešto se dešava.
All of these people who sing begin to vibrate, or their energy vibrates on a similar level, on a high level. Let me give you an example. Where I live, in the neighborhood, we have a football fan.
Gdje ja živim, tamo u našoj blizini postoji jedan nogometni klub.
And each time the World Cup comes, he's on fire.
To je obožavatelj jedan nogometa. I svaki put kada krene svjetsko prvenstvo, on je vatren.
So one time I asked him, can you explain to me what is so attractive in football? I just missed it.
Jednom sam ga pitao, možeš li mi molim te objasniti što je to toliko fascinantno u nogometu, promaklo mi je.
And at that time Switzerland was playing against Albania or something.
I u to vrijeme Švicarska je igrala protiv Albanske, Albanije.
Any, do they have a good team in Albania? maybe not. England. Yes, no, yeah, he's from India. So or Germany or something, you know. Germany is a good team. Yes, Germany. Croatia. Yes, so Switzerland against Croatia. And they were playing. Boom. The ball was going back and forth. And I noticed at one stage when Switzerland was in danger, half of the stadium became totally depressed. They all seemed to share in the same feelings. But then in the last moment, a psychological phenomenon happened. Switzerland was shooting bang, 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 a few goals. And there was one Swiss fan. When his team was winning, he was pulling out his shirt. He was crying in happiness, really like a little maledetce.
Ali onda se desilo čudo kako je Švicarska počela davati golove. Svi su bili ushićeni, jedan navijač je skinuo svoju majicu, krenuo mahati s njom i plakati poput maloga dječaka.
He was emotionally captured like I've never seen before.
Nikad nisam vidio da je tako nekoga obuzela emocija.
He is a normal, he must be a normal person who goes to a normal working routine.
To mora da je neka obična, normalna osoba koja ima svoju dnevnu radnu rutinu.
And he comes back at home.
Dolazi kući nazad.
Then there's most probably the same type of conversation like yesterday and the day before.
Uvijek vodi isti razgovor koji je vodio dan prije toga.
But here, he was in the football stadium.
Ali ovdje bio je na nogometnom stadionu.
And half of the stadium went crazy.
I pola stadiona je podivljalo.
And he seemed to be captured by this emotional wave.
I njega je uhvatio taj val emocija.
And acted in extraordinary ways.
Počeo je djelovati na izvanredne načine.
Crying, throwing his head in the air, embracing a stranger.
Grliti
strance. shared emotions.
Dijeljeni osjećaj.
That's the secret.
To je tajna.
They came together and they all had a wonderful experience, a release of their emotions from the frustrations of the daily life.
I svi su se našli skupa, imali su prekrasne osjećaje, taj izboj emocija od svakodnevnog života, oslobođenje.
I guarantee you, this Swiss fan, when he left the stadium, felt like totally reborn.
I zasigurno taj švicarski navijač kad je otišao sa stadiona osjetio se preporođen.
So take this effect and add the spiritual efficiency of kirtan and you have the most spiritual powerful process.
I uzmimo taj efekt i stavimo u njega tu duhovnu moć kirtana i dobivamo najefektivniji način praksu duhovnosti.
But for this to work, you have to learn to make ego-free kirtans.
Trebamo naučiti kako da radimo kirtane, pjevamo kirtane oslobođene ega.
You must know the place where all spiritual experiences take place is the heart.
Morate znati mjesto u kojem se odvija i dešavaju svi duhovni osjećaji je srce.
Not the pump, the muscle.
Ne mišić srca.
Not also the let us say the seat of emotions. Not that type of heart, the second heart.
A niti drugo srce u kojem se nalaze ta sjemena emocija.
But the spiritual experiences take place in the spiritual heart.
Duhovna iskustva dešavaju se u duhovnom srcu.
That's the place where you and the Supreme are residing.
To je mjesto u kojem prebivamo mi i Božanstvo.
But in order to get to this place, my dear everyone, you have to pass the ego.
Ali da bismo došli do toga mjesta, dragi svi, moramo zaobići ego.
The ego is the anchor in this, into this world.
Ego je sidro da nas drži u ovom svijetu.
It makes you identify with illusions.
Čini da se identificiramo sa
iluzijama. I am a Croatian.
Ja sam Hrvat.
Or German or American.
Americans.
And these are my plans. These are all, this all refers to the dreamer and his dreams.
Sve se to odnosi na sanjača, onoga koji sanja i njegove snove.
It doesn't refer, the ego doesn't refer to the eternal reality.
Ego nema taj odnos sa vječnom stvarnošću.
Therefore, the scriptures always say, "Probudit se, wake up from this illusion."
Stoga spis uvijek govori, probudi se iz te iluzije.
What this means is you have to wake up from the ego.
Šta to znači je da se moramo probuditi iz toga ega.
That identifies with non-permanent things.
Koji se identificira sa nestalnim stvarima.
What comes to your mind when you think of a good kirtan, which is ego-free?
Što dolazi u vaše umove kada razmišljate o dobrom kirtanu koji je oslobođen ega?
I'm asking you.
To je pitanje za vas.
Humility.
Poniznost.
Blaženstvo.
Blaženstvo, ne? Blaženstvo. Jasnam blaženstvo. I mean what it means, yes. Simplicity. Longing. And simplicity. I like the word depths very much.
Ja jako volim riječ.
All what you have said can be expressed also, I think, in this word depths.
Sve što ste rekli, mislim da obuhvaća ta riječ dubina.
Imagine your consciousness to be like an ocean.
Zamislimo našu svjesnost kao ocean.
And the surface, there are waves, the waves of your desires and plans.
Na površini imamo valove, valove naših želja.
When you go a little bit deeper, there's something else.
Kad odemo malo dublje, postoji nešto drugo.
And when you go still deeper in your consciousness, you come to the bottom where the soul is.
Kada uđemo još dublje u svoju svjesnost, dolazimo do dna, tamo gdje se nalazi duša.
A good kirtan should have depths.
Dobar kirtan bi trebao imati dubinu.
Or you could say it should be soulful.
Ili možemo reći da bi trebao biti, imati tu prisutnost duše.
It should come from the from a real place.
Da dolazi sa nekog mjesta, stvarnog
mjesta. Yes, and then you can make extraordinary experiences.
Onda možemo napraviti izvanredna iskustva.
I have a request to you, for you.
Imam jednu zamolbu za vas.
I do know that today many esteemed guests are here.
Znam da su ovdje večeras s nama mnogi uvaženi gosti.
I have a request to you also, but I will say it in 2 minutes.
Imam za vas isto jednu zamolbu, reći ću za 2 minute.
My first request is for those who already practice the Vedic wisdom.
Moja prva zamolba je za vas koji već prakticirate vedsku mudrost.
I would like to request you to assemble maybe once a month or every 2 weeks, as you please, and sing kirtan.
Zamolio bih vas da se nalazite jednom mjesečno ili svako 2 tjedna i pjevate kirtan.
And of course invite the public.
I naravno pozovite goste.
You should see that there's good deep kirtan.
Trebate se pobrinuti da to bude duboki, dobri kirtan.
Ego-free kirtan.
Bez ega.
Yeah, bez ega, yes. And I think many people, you will all benefit greatly if you do this regularly, and many people will find an oasis of peace. And I also have a request to our guests. There are very nice kirtans on the internet, and I would like to give you the link now.
Postoje jako, jako fini kirtani na internetu.
And there you can download the very good kirtans.
Možete skinuti te datoteke, možete slušati jako, jako prekrasni kirtan.
So, in a moment we will have the link. Is it watching this?
Znači, ako u YouTube ukucate Radadeš Melos, možete izvaditi svoje mobitele pa slikati da vam ostane, da možete kasnije pogledati. Ako hoćete, ako otvorite YouTube stranicu od Radadeš Melos.
Yeah. You can make your mobile telephone, photograph.
Možete slikati slobodno sa vašim telefonima, tako da imate.
You will find a very, very, very talented kirtan artist there.
Naćete tu jako, jako talentirane pjevače kirtana.
You will also find Gaur Krishna there, who was singing. Yeah, no problem, he's there. He sings very nice. A powerful kirtan. So many viewers, no?
Da i jako, jako puno pogleda imaju.
Millions. What, Gaur Krishna, how many viewers? Yeah, and this is just one. There are many. And Gaur Krishna is also there. Yeah. So good. You will like many. And you can chant in your car. When you go to your job, then you feel so inspired, you will dance in your office. Maybe that's a little controversial.
Yes.
Or you can in your home before you go to bed. You can sing. That's very, very, very good for you. Radadeš Melos. Even I go always there. I mean, to hear, to listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to do it. Gaur Krishna does it for me. This is my request to you. For those who practice, I request you to regularly come together and do kirtan.
Za vas koji već prakticirate, molim vas da se redovno nalazite i imate kirtan.
And for our guests, I wish, I request you to do kirtan at your house.
A naši goste pozivam da kirtan slušaju i pjevaju u svojim kućama.
This kirtan, there is one interesting feature of this kirtan. It's not really just listening, you're supposed to sing also.
I ima jedna zanimljiva stvar kod kirtana, nije namijenjen samo da slušate, trebate i pjevati, sudjelovati.
Yes, it brings your voice back.
Vraća nam naš glas.
And better even, your spiritual voice.
I još bolje vaš duhovni glas.
This I wanted to say.
To sam htio.
I suggest we end this program with a kirtan.
Predlažem da program završimo sa kirtanom.
I think we will request Gaur Krishna to sing. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Ramo, Ramo, Ale, Ale.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Divno, I have a question for you, Gaur Krishna. When you sing, what do you feel is the most important thing so that you can come, or let us say, chant with full presence?
Kada pjevaš, što misliš da je najbitnija stvar koja te dovodi da budeš u potpunosti prisutan?
What do you do as a singer to enter the kirtan?
Što radiš kao pjevač da uđeš u dubinu kirtan?
I feel when we do kirtan, we're singing for Krishna.
Osjećam da u kirtanu pjevamo za Krishna.
It's a way of worshipping Krishna, actually.
To je zapravo način obožavanja Krishna.
And I always feel by doing kirtan is a way of growing means, also a means of expressing myself to Krishna.
Osjećam također da je kirtan način na koji se mogu izraziti svoje osjećaje Krishna.
It's actually the place where I feel most secure.
To je zapravo mjesto u kojem se osjećam najsigurnije.
Because in that space I feel I'm with Krishna and I'm sitting before him and everything else goes away.
Jer u tome prostoru osjećam da pjevam za Krishnu, pjevam Krishni i sve ostalo nestane.
So by doing kirtan I feel this is where the connection with Krishna takes place.
I pjevajući u kirtanu osjećam da je to mjesto gdje se stvara ta veza, nastaje ta veza sa Krishna.
All anxiety is gone.
Sve tjeskobe nestane.
And I feel most happy in this space.
I u tome prostoru se osjećam najsretnije.
Thank you. Wonderful. Good, thank you very much. I think it's always very helpful to hear about the experience of other people, and then we can see, they feel like this. And it's inspiring for us to also try in that direction.
Mislim da je uvijek dobro lijepo čuti iskustva drugih ljudi, onda možemo vidjeti, oni se tako osjećaju i to je inspirirajuće za nas također.
Yes, I thank you very, very much. I'm thinking, let me just ask this, our Kamala Sundari, Kamala Sundari, one moment. Yeah. So we have come to the end of our presentation, but to the beginning of a very, very nice part of our Sunday feast. We have cooked for all of you.
Došli smo do kraja naše prezentacije, ali do početka vrlo, vrlo lijepog dijela našeg večerašnjeg druženja. Naime, kuhali smo za svih vas.
Yes. So Kamala Sundari will announce how this works.
Naša draga Kamala Sundari će najaviti sljedeći dio.